It won't wake up. Yeah, it was a bit early. What? No, I just came in here. Normally, I was one of them.
Okay.
Come on.
Chip, 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 chip.
Why won't it wake up? Is it done?
The power lab doesn't work. You turn it off.
But how? Ah, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I received an email with a few possibilities on the materials. So I will discuss them.
Okay,
okay.
Yeah, I received an email as well. Which one was mine?
So that's me.
The minutes.
Okay, so we just talk about the.
You want me to show it again?
No, just.
Okay, we just talked about it. Look, sense it look nice. Usability is very important. People don't want to spend money on something that's similar to cheaper. Once, it has to be very basic, not too many buttons. Light switch is one if you use a button. Text TV still has to be a possibility. And it has to be easy to learn. What other things are making it? And the functions are volume, channel, to choose channels, and on off, and mute. Button and the text if you've got those other functions, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just want to give you a mic again, the first presentation of your.
Shall I start?
Yeah.
Government, the Center of Investigation of the Remote Control Model. It has been done in Italy, and in another country in Europe, I forget. They found out the most important aspect for remote controls happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. So it's very important for us to create something new. So what Michiel just said, it must be some very different from ordinary remote controls. Fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and interface. This aspect is the most important one. It came out of research. It is twice important as the following. The second most important aspect is that a remote control should be technological innovative. That stands for new technical features. And then this is a point of discussion because we just decided that we don't make use of LCD or speech recognition.
Mm.
But this is the second important aspect. And I think we must use some of the new technology to be innovative.
Well, we already have the flashing.
Maybe, maybe.
Yeah, more.
We have to discuss about it.
Well, I'll get back on that.
Tenant fees do not exist in current remote controls, and that's very hard at the moment. The third one is the aspect that the remote control should be easy to use, but that was an overall point we already discussed. Got one picture. For our target group, we talk about the young trendy. So I took that part of the web page. And it says fashion watches of Paris, France, and Italy have detected the following trends. This trend, I think, it's not that meaningful for us, maybe, but it's about clothes and shoes. But the next aspect, also in contrast to last year, the feel of material is expected to be spongy.
Spongy.
Spongy. But what does spongy say?
Spongy, like sponge.
Okay.
Some rubber kind of.
Soft materials.
Maybe that's well, definitely a good idea because you drop your remote control very often.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flexible.
Yeah, it's something standard. I didn't know what it means. So spongy means
like
yeah.
Sponge.
Soft sponge.
It's also a stress ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, how are you gonna make it?
Yeah, I have some material information that I'll give you.
Okay, what do I think? Because fancy look is the most important thing of our remote control. Control, I think about changeable fronts. Maybe a see-through one in a fruit front because it's hot, and some basic color fronts. So we can make five different fronts to start with or something. Maybe an extraordinary shape like spongy, or yeah, just another shape than a normal remote control has. Just something round in it, or maybe not not. Yeah, I don't know. We have to discuss about that. Yeah, main point still is the technological innovative. Yeah, how do we do that? Maybe speech? You know, we must have some kind of gadget.
Yeah, I'll get back on that.
So.
It's very difficult to do it because it's only 12 and a half years you have to spend.
Yeah,
well, I got also an email from the technology department. They have done research about it and even more possibilities now with speech. So they recommend it using it.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'll check what it exactly. So.
Actually, we don't have an idea how much it's going to cost. Maybe it's cheap.
Yeah, that's the only problem. They don't say how much it will cost, so. If we implement speech recognition, I think it would be better to implement LCD as well, since you have to configure speech
yeah,
thing.
It's definitely more expensive than
yeah, that's something I don't know.
Yeah. But we're gonna make many of those, so we can start a mass production, and then
yeah, but a telephone has
still
also.
Will
be okay. Yeah. But a telephone also has LCD. And
yeah, so we got
it's
the
like €200.
We have to decide on that.
Okay. What was this?
No, I got an email. And it says the chip can be simple, regular, or advanced. And they say a display requires an advanced chip. And this is more expensive than all the other chips, so
LCD doesn't require.
Yeah, it says in the email. The display requires an advanced chip.
Okay, and speech recognition?
Yeah, probably too.
Advanced.
I haven't got anything about speech recognition, but.
Well, I'll give you my design.
That's the most expensive chip.
Okay, so we can. I had to make a sort of a design, so I did some searching on the internet. I watched the old remote controls and new remote controls. I think we should. This is one of the modern remote controls of the moment. I think we should go more to the iPod and MP3 players,
yeah,
mobile phones,
more modern.
Yes. You probably have to make it a bit bigger and a bit smaller, because on remote control, you can see it here, you have to reach both sides, and here you just have one few buttons. So that's the main difference. But it looks, I definitely think we should go like this, and then changeable fonts. So that's the most important part, I think. But and the home bases, something like that, something simple. Well, and then I just ordered the buttons a bit. Basic buttons, on, off, mute, and maybe two others, I don't know. Text buttons. Yeah, text button maybe there and there. And then the color buttons, if we want it on. I don't find it very usable, but
no.
It's I don't think it fits in the modern theme as well. So, and then where you saw the display in the iPod, you can put the basic buttons, 1, 2, 3, 4, and above 10. And I think, there's no display there, but it's on the place of the display. And I think we should light this up much more than that part. So the focus is on these two parts. So you don't see all the buttons you else need.
It sounds very difficult to use because
this is how it is now. Here, well, what was volume? Yeah. Well, here you have also side scrolls. I don't know if we can use that. Do
yeah,
we want to use
for volume or channel?
For volume. Well, then we can even simplify it more by just putting the volume on the side and just channel buttons here. But I think
the channel buttons are often used, and you can't use them now with your thumb because the thing is not.
Well, yeah. Well, it's basically as here.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should put that on top. And
yeah, that's better.
Pair on top. You mean these to the low?
Yeah. Except from the on off
button. Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I think you use the switch channels buttons more often than the normal channel buttons, like 1, 2, 3.
Maybe I don't know, but yeah, well. Yeah, maybe it's not easy if it's below. It's harder to zap, so I think it should be easy to have. I think it's pretty standard. These row of buttons on the top, and if you don't light them up, they don't. You don't seem very good. I think it's modern to light this area up, and to light this area up, so the focus gets on this part and not on there. But the position, of course, can be different. We have to look what's easy to use and how it's easier to use. So we can switch these to. I don't know if it will look good if you put those on the bottom half.
No, I think the top buttons are okay.
Okay.
Those
yeah, maybe
those
do us too. Yeah, and yeah, you have to make sure it's easy to. Yes, it has to be big enough so you can hear it right.
Okay.
Well, that's my finding. So my personal opinion is that we should go more modern look MP3 player. And if you want to put in speak recognition or something, I don't think we should put it on top. Then I think that if you're gonna put in more technology, that you need to be able to switch it open. To use. So if you put in speech recognition, you need many more buttons. Which won't look good on the front side, I think.
Okay.
So that's something we have to decide on.
Yeah, we have to make this up.
Yeah.
We have to decide this lecture or this
what we're gonna do.
50 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Component design. I looked at some similar devices and my own common knowledge. So, this was on the website. If you aim at a young public, you should use materials that are soft with primary colors like green, blue, red. So, flashy kind of colors. Shapes should be curved. So round shapes, nothing square-like.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, well, the iPod is trendy, and it is well curved, green square.
Yeah, but it has round corners.
Okay, so not...
We shouldn't have two square corners.
Yeah, okay, not the old box look.
And sports and gaming define style characteristics. I don't know exactly what that means, but... Should be, well, yeah, popular kind of.
Yeah, we have to put our Real Reaction logo as well on the on the remote control.
Yeah,
the colors also, so we have to make it in black, yellow.
Yeah.
Black yellow control.
Maybe the sides in yellow and the top.
Not
black.
That weird, because we definitely want to make it kind of flashy. To attract a young public.
Yeah, but I don't think the colors black and yellow go well together. But
no, okay.
Maybe
that's
you can put yellow on the side and black on the front.
That's just a matter of taste.
Yeah, okay.
We have to use kind of flashy colors.
Can't we use different fronts with all with the logo on it?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
So
fronts
and
in red and yellow.
Yes.
And
so
still transparent.
Yeah, but with all with logo on it.
Okay.
Well, this is a remote control, a very old one. Then the components, the case, just here's black. We're making it.
Maybe we have to make it from soft material. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
How?
Maybe. But anyways, it should be transparent. We decided that.
No, one of the options. You can, just like a mobile phone, you can make different fronts on it, so you can just replace them, I think.
Yeah, we could
that was the idea, or just release one.
Give five with them, just in the box.
Yeah, or just sell different ones.
You could make them like blue and transparent, so you can
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
The buttons. Normal rubber, I think. Like normal, ordinary buttons.
No, I don't know. A more...
It could be like a Nokia, like...
Yeah, just...
With a hard button.
I think rubber really has an odd look.
Okay.
The new modern remote controls, the buttons are part of the style, I think. It's part of the remote control itself.
Yeah.
It's one, out of one shape. It doesn't is a button. How do you say it?
Yeah,
it doesn't come out of the background.
Level.
It is in the remote control.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So we have to keep it on one level, like
yeah, like mobile phones,
it's
like
yeah.
The iPod, just
yeah. Okay, it's just so that should be hard plastic, then the buttons.
I don't know what kind of material it is, but
yeah.
Maybe you can make it around soft material, just only the
oops.
basic remote control for no plastic and the routes of it from soft.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the LED, the normal infrared LED, I think. And backlight LEDs. So
yeah.
But I think we have to to make the case transparent, otherwise the backlight won't work.
You can just make them around the buttons, yeah.
Okay.
Or around the whole.
Yeah, but we can still make it transparent, so.
Yeah, you can half transparent or just that it comes out a bit. Difference, I think, also.
Yeah?
Blue.
Blue or red, whatever you want, I think, depends on the color
you
of the.
You can choose it when you buy it.
That's true. But
no, I think there are multiple color LEDs. So.
Yeah, but can you change
I
it?
Know,
to
I know.
Both the
yeah, it can, because
yeah.
It's on my mobile phone as well.
Maybe put some different
expensive.
Ones in it, doesn't matter.
I have, I have a blinking light on my phone, and I can change the color of it. Well, we don't
so.
Put in any fancy technology yet.
Then some more technical things. I don't know what it is, but it should be there, I think. This is a normal circuit board, like a chip board in a lot of things.
You have to hurry up with that.
So we just need this and these transistors and resonators, this is all these kind of things.
I'm sure we can fit it.
That's almost the same on any remote control, so
yeah.
I guess we just need that.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do or.
Yeah, okay, we just.
We can change.
Yeah, but they just have the need. The battery contacts, like normal batteries.
Yeah, the recharge, maybe.
Yeah, we have to make sure they're.
I still want to have a recharge, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but we don't want to have.
Recharge a base
just
station.
Just batteries.
Yeah,
batteries,
yes, rechargeable batteries, I think it's best.
Not a separate.
No, just rechargeable battery.
And a chip. This one. Then I received some possibilities. For the energy source, we can use batteries or a kinetic, like with the pulse watch. So it operates
oh,
on
cool.
Your wrist, kind
okay.
Of.
So if you hold it, it gets powered.
You put a remote control on the table.
Yeah,
or
I don't think it will work.
Yeah.
And we can also use solar cells, but you mostly
so
use
it.
No, not.
It's
no.
Just battery, that's cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, and we can use the home station kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cases, flat, so uncurved. 2D curved is like front to the back. And 3D curved is also in depth.
Okay.
So that's possible. But with 3D curved remote controls, we must use rubber buttons, so we can't use the flat.
So we need 2D.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think. These kind of materials can be used.
Well, it doesn't really matter, you just make it plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Scroll wheels, that's cool, that's for the problem.
Yeah, scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Can use multiple scroll wheels too if we want to, but
yeah.
I think just the volume is
enough. I think for channels it's not handy because you scroll too fast.
And the LCD, so we need the expensive, most expensive chip if we use an LCD.
I don't think that's an opportunity. Skip it because we don't have time for that too.
Okay, then we use must use the second most expensive chip, so the regular chip, because we use scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, that was it. Yes. Are we using a rubber case or?
Just
decided
maybe we have to skip that one as well.
I don't think a rubber case looks.
It should be soft.
Something about Trent is spending, and fruit or fresh.
Yeah, okay, the fruit and fresh are.
Thing about those toasting.
Yeah, fruit and fresh can be just the covers. So you can align the spongy. Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine
no.
A soft remote control.
Don't like it
no, yeah.
I just can't imagine it.
So just hard plastic?
Yeah,
I think. Titanium. It's mentioned there.
Titanium, I think it's too expensive.
And maybe the form has to be a bit different. Not just square form. Just a bit
yeah, you can make
more
it curved or
yeah.
Round. But just in 2D, not in depth.
Okay. Yeah, with batteries.
The chip on print is a normal one.
Yeah.
Regular.
Okay, the case is just a plastic.
Yeah, yeah, the chip is the regular one.
Yeah,
we have the simple
regular
one, regular,
yeah,
and as well. So
yeah,
it should be regular in a second.
And we need a plastic case with a scroll wheel.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
User interface concept.
So, I'm not sure, but I don't know if they expected to draw on this one at this moment.
I don't know either.
Oh,
ID and UID work together on prototype drawing on smart board.
Okay. So, we should
here?
So we're staying here?
Or should we go to the next
I think that's the next meeting.
Okay.
But you definitely get a specific instruction.
Okay, so now work 30 minutes alone again.
But think about something that's more rounded and more.
Yeah, I don't know, but the iPod and etc. MP3 players, mobile phones.
Just
a bit curved. Okay, I'll see if I can see any events.
Maybe the wheel can be like this, or if you draw it like this. Okay. Doesn't work. See what I mean? If I draw here,
what?
It draws about 4 centimeters lower.
Oh.
You can make it like this. This is all the wheel for a volume, so that you just it's all rounded, so you can do
like a
turn
very
this
big
one.
Scroll wheel.
Yeah, but just not on the top, but on the side of it.
Okay.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have this at the moment.
I think you'll get a lot of volume changing when.
Yeah, you when you. Yeah.
Okay, so we did this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem, of course, as well.
Yeah, but maybe we can make a plastic so that you, if you like drop it, it won't change the volume.
Yeah, maybe you just have to make it. That's not scrollable too easy.
Like this, and what's the channel shift? Where do we put that?
I think in the middle.
Bottom or?
Yeah, well, what is the middle part? Numbers, okay. Yeah, I agree as well. Use the.
It doesn't make a difference if you put this, the switch channels on side of each other or on top of each other because you already have the volume here. So you can also put it here one button and the other one there next to each other.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can also put it all on the top and just keep this empty because you have to hold it. So.
Or you could do the switch channel up button above the numbers and switch channel down button.
That's not the you want to zap very quick, so.
Yeah, I think zapping is the highest priority and then you use those.
Is this an opportunity or?
Yeah, of course.
But I think we should put them on top of each other, so.
Why?
Because then it's easy to know if I push the.
But still
the
next, it's still the next one.
Yeah, but the top button is. It's like you switch channel up and down button.
Yeah, but
if you put
for left
to
right, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, I think it's.
But
that's it's obvious.
I think left to right is more often associated with volume, and top down is more with the channel.
Yeah, it's
not.
Yeah, I think.
So if we use that, they will probably have a long learning time.
I don't know.
No, I think.
Volume on the side, so you can't make it.
Yeah,
so
I think it's so simple. You just.
So, but that's for you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a look at it.
Okay. So. What else do we have to discuss?
I think we need to work 30 minutes again.
Yeah.
still hold on to the ordinary square remote control. Because what I see, the only difference in fact is that we use scroll wheel and not.
No, you have, it is the current controllers are all black and plastic. You have to look at that image of the iPod.
Yes.
More that kind of style.
And,
not the old gray black.
Some kind of bling bling.
Well, you can put a very if we do it like that, we have below have we a lot of room to put a nice logo.
Yeah,
well,
the logo was just to be on there.
How many earphones phones do we put on the market then? Five or something?
Yeah.
Or more?
Or a difference, a custom. Maybe you can buy separate ones.
By the product you buy, you get one. And non basic.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
No.
That's your choice, I think.
So you can put the bottom of the remote control in recharging. So is that a good opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah, so put it like that. Okay.
Yeah, you let it slide in the docking station.
Do we have to design that as well? The docking station?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but yeah, that can be very simple. At least.
Just a recharger.
Yeah, around something. Like, yeah, we had one example. Here you see one. That's very round. So I think that can be all kind of shapes.
But maybe you can just round up the corners a bit. That's what.
Yeah, so you don't want this like the iPod and Philips, but
no.
More rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will just look like more like this one, since this is also rounded.
No,
I think
it's just the corners.
Okay, those are all already a bit cornered.
Yeah, but
you can see.
We can do all kinds of, as long as it is in 2D, we can do all kinds of round shapes.
Yeah, okay, but then we have to think of something totally new.
Yeah, but yeah, if we want to make it kind of new.
I had a lot of pictures of old ones, and all curves have already been done. Yeah, okay, yeah, well.
Yeah, but we can do a lot more curving.
Yeah, I know we can do a lot more, but.
Like in this kind of shape. So am I. I don't know. If it's handy.
Yeah, I think it will only look more like the old remote controls.
This?
Yeah.
The old ones look like just a square.
Yeah, okay, but I had a lot of pictures. Oh, I can show you here what the old ones look like. Curves. Even more there as well.
Yeah, okay.
This wasn't a very small one. If you go very simple. That was for elderly.
We have to make a decision what kind of form it's going to have.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if, my opinion, if we just take the iPod and the same look, so light or just whatever color, but the same light colors, and just with together with the backlights, will look very new, no rubber buttons or something, Just together with the backlight, you will get a totally new look, more like the MP3 player.
Yeah.
And you have to scroll button and sign.
Yes, just a simple scroll.
You have to round it on the bottom and skip that one as well.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a trend if we want to make it. But yeah, I'm not a trend watcher, you are. So
The trend is.
Spongy
and fruity. But
yeah, no.
Spongy
and.
Not a lot of friends I found.
Okay, so there's still 1 minute left. So I think it's okay if you just keep it a bit square.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know something about ergonomic kind of fits in hand.
I think it's still for older people. You still have older people. It's only annoying if it.
There's one overall important aspect is that we must make it fancy and it looks original. And I hope we can make it look not like the iPod itself. It must have.
Yeah, the idea, but here, if you look at the way remote controls are now, and if you make it look like the iPod.
It is already fancy because of the lights.
Yeah, okay, so that's already a very big
maybe
change
maybe
compared to. Could.
Yeah, but if you change the front, the scroll wheel will still be.
No, I think. I think the scroll wheel won't be very big. Since if you put it somewhere, the chances that it will scroll are too big. So it will just be a small scroll wheel, so it won't stick out much.
Maybe the ones you're going to draw there, maybe have to ask to her if it can work better than this, because it doesn't work properly.
Okay, well, maybe you can just open images there and I'll paint in Paint. I'll be able to do a better job.
If you set the pen, he will draw here. Doesn't work.
Okay, so just gonna so we make it a bit like this one, probably.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I agree. More like iPod.
Color and the flashy light.
Yes. Just
we just skip the focal or the
speech
recognition.
Yeah, do we skip that? Yeah, I think.
Or keep that. It's okay, but you definitely need that.
Well, then
yeah. I think so. And we have to build in a microphone and.
Well, that's very easy. We already have the beeping of the.
Yeah,
via the home
station.
I don't
know anything about that, and I didn't receive any information.
Well, strange that I receive the information about that.
But the main points I just said. We have to be original in technological innovative.
So just put a speech recognition in it as well, okay?
So we clap it open then?
Yeah.
So we can put all the
function of that in there.
Yeah. Okay.
And we need probably we need a advanced chip then.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say
do
anything
yeah.
about it, does it?
No.
No, yeah.
We don't have any information about the cost.
No.
We started with information
about I just received
some information about the cost, but just about
yeah.
the chip.
Yeah, the Vision has developed a new speech recognition feature, the integrated programmable sample sensor sample speaker unit. This is a very small electronic unit, will give a standard answer after it recognizes a question.
How does it work?
Doesn't say, just you say record, followed by your question sample, and after a few seconds, the answer sample. So it works like good morning remote control, and then the remote control says good morning.
It doesn't have to say anything.
No.
No, that's just.
Okay,
bad.
We have to stop.
It's no, yeah. Well, that's integrated in the chip, so if you use speech recognition,
that's
in
a,
it.
It's a separate chip.
I don't know, but if you use speech recognition, that will be in it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about.
No, we just decide not to put it in.
I don't know.
Oh, it would be a good feature.
Yeah.
Feature.
Okay, we just put it in.
Okay. No worries about cost, etc. And there's a chip in it. That will work. Okay.
Fine.
Als de vragenlijst klaar is,
ja.
Dan kan je samen met de user interface designer, jij bent de industrial designer, kan jij in de vergaderzaal samenwerken.
Oh, okay.
En ik heb even die pen van het smartboard gekalibreerd, dus nou als het goed is, doet
het
weer
goed.
Dus die kan je ook gebruiken.
Oké, okay, ja.